Message number 511. When such souls attack my holy word with such venom, this is a sign of Satan's confirmation that these messages are authentic. Monday, August 6, 2012 at 06:06 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, there are many of my devoted followers who are plotting a campaign to destroy this mission. To those who believe that it will be the non-Christians and the atheists who will denounce my word in these messages, then know this. It will be those who openly proclaim their belief in me, their Jesus, who will hurt me the most. They are being clouded by the deceit of the King of Lies, who has sent many fallen angels to such souls. Not content with denying my holy messages, they will set out to gather as much support as they can amongst my priests to try and sabotage this mission. Such souls never stop to ask themselves why they do this. Why they feel such hatred towards you, my daughter. Why my holy word disturbs them so much. When such souls attack my holy word with such venom, this is a sign of Satan's confirmation that these messages are authentic. For when such strong opposition is shown, and when holy people are provoked to attack divine messages such as these, you can be sure then that they come from God. When they deny my word, this cuts me so that I weep with sadness when they don't recognize me. But that is okay. In time they will know the truth. It is when they set out to deliberately to drive souls away from my mercy that they offend me greatly. If they are responsible for souls who are denied salvation, they will be punished. Their punishment will be one of wretchedness when they try to defend their actions for just one lost soul. Their actions can mean that a soul who would otherwise have been converted may suffer their final persecution in the fires of hell. It is when they try to sabotage the word of God that their previous good works will be rendered useless, for what good are they when they counteract such worthy deeds with deeds of hatred for God? I say to them, the day you come before me to answer for such mean-spirited actions will be very difficult for you. Not only will you have to answer for yourself, but you will have to answer for the lies you spread about me, my holy word, to others. Is it your fear of my holy word which drives you to such wickedness? Fear comes from Satan. Pride also comes from Satan. Don't you know that it is because you believe that you are so well versed in my holy scripture that this caused you to decide that you know more than you do? You find fault with my holy word just as the Pharisees did. By doing so, you say that you know more about the truth than God. Remember that the more you spread lies about my holy word, you sin against the word of God. This sin against the prophet of the Lord is one of the most frowned upon by my Father. All those who have sinned against the prophets of the Lord were punished. For when they try to stop the word of God given to the world to save souls, they are preventing the salvation of souls. For this they will be struck down, for nothing will stop the word of God from being delivered to his precious children. Your Jesus.